All right. Now, you mentioned some fluid replacer that it also replaces all the trace minerals as well. A lot of people, a lot of athletes, that's a challenge for them because as they perspire, they lose a lot of those minerals. And is it true that athletes, as a result, don't tend to be as healthy long term as the average American?
Well, Blake, the myth is that exercise is good for you. In fact, exercise without supplementation to replace everything you're sweating out is suicide. You actually could cut your lifespan in half by exercising and sweating, or sweating at work without replacing the nutrients you're sweating out. And we know that just water alone won't do it, because there's not much in the way of essential nutrients in water. We know that soft drinks won't do it. We know that iced tea and hot tea and coffee won't do it. We know that the average commercial sports drink on the market won't do it, because they're primarily electrolyte sugar and yellow or blue dye number 3, 5, or 8. Electrolytes are nothing but salt water, so you might get 2 or 3 minerals, and that's about it. And so the sports drinks are extremely limited. They're meant for a short-term benefit to keep people from getting weak as they lose salt when they're sweating during games. But over the long haul, these typical sports drinks in the market really aren't going to help an athlete. As you pointed out, the average athlete lives to be an average of 62 to 65. The average couch potato lives to be 75, simply because the couch potato doesn't sweat as much as the athlete. You do have to replace the nutrients you're sweating out. Of course, it could be any of them, but the primary ones I'm concerned about are the minerals. Because you can, if you eat well, you might be able to get enough vitamins, you might be able to get enough essential fatty acids, you might be able to get enough amino acids, but it's almost impossible to get enough minerals, especially if you're working hard. And if you look at the top athletes, they don't do very well when it comes to longevity. People like Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Red Grange, Jim Thorpe, some of the old-time athletes that people my age will remember. Sergei Grinkov, a great pairs figure skating. He and his wife were the darlings of the pairs figure skating world back in the 90s. He died at age 28 from a cardiomyopathy heart attack. And then Reggie Lewis, 27-year-old captain of the Boston Celtics, 4% body fat, as fit as a human being could be. Very highly paid athlete. Died at 27 of a cardiomyopathy heart attack. And then more recently, you look at some of the top athletes. Sam Snead, great golfer. Died at age 86 from a heart attack. Ted Williams, just one of the greatest baseball players that ever lived, died at age 84. And not too long after that, Johnny Unitas died at age 69 from a heart attack while he was on the treadmill in a rehab center. He'd had a quadruple bypass this spring, and 4 or 5 months later, he dies of a heart attack with all the cardiovascular surgeons standing around watching him. And that's because he's sweating out all these nutrients. And the doctors were skilled, I'm sure, at doing the mechanical part of the surgery, but they fell way short when it came to looking at the nutrient needs of a high-producing athlete. And of course, Flo-Jo, great woman athlete, she died in her sleep in her 30s. They have all kinds of speculation on why that was. No drugs involved. She just died in her sleep in her 30s. I think if I'd have done the autopsy, I'd have figured it out. I don't think they were looking for the right things. I think they focused on the drugs, and when there were no drugs there, they just said, well, she must have thrown up in her sleep. I mean, really insane stuff. And so we have to consider that the top athletes are the ones that die younger because they're sweating more, getting rid of more nutrients. And after Johnny Unitas, I have to throw in a couple more here, Blake, because the great athletes have been dying right, left, and center. Bullet Bob Hayes, a guy who won 2 gold medals in the Olympics, one in the 100-meter dash, also in the 440 relays, won gold medals there. He won 2 Super Bowl game rings with the Dallas Cowboys, and he died at 59. Then not too long after that, Iron Mike Webster, this guy was the center for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know, I think he had 4 or 5 Super Bowl rings. This guy never missed a game in 17 years. He was their offensive center for 17 years. He was called Iron Mike because he just never missed a practice, never missed a game. And even when it was like 20 below zero, he wore short sleeve shirts. And this guy was just a fit, I mean, really an athlete's athlete. And they called him Iron Mike. And he died at age 50 of a heart attack. And that's because they sweat out all their nutrients. If you don't replace them, you're going to get some horrible degenerative disease as well as die early. There's just no doubt about it.